天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。朋友，你在生活中是否有被朋友误解、诬陷呢？在家庭关系中是否有裂痕需要修复呢？麦克牧师今天继续与我们分享第九个积极生活的秘诀，按照圣经的原则，重修破裂的关系，转忧为喜。我们一起来听麦克牧师的分享。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
I hope you have been listening to this series of messages.
我希望你能坚持听我们的系列信息。
We have been talking about the 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
我们一直在讲哥林多后书里所说的积极生活的15个秘诀。
Let's review the first 8 secrets together.
让我们先来温习一下前八个秘诀。
Number one,
第一个
，the practice of the inflow-outflow equation of God's blessings in our lives.
要实践神赐给我们生命之福的输入与输出的方程式。
Number two,
第二
，claiming the priceless deposit of Christ's sacrifice for us.
要领取基督为我们牺牲所付出的昂贵定金。
Thirdly.
第三
，enjoying giving and receiving forgiveness，
享受饶恕与被饶恕的福气。
Fourthly, overcoming timidity，
第四，克服恐惧。
Fifth，
第五
，revel in the real fountain of youth，
尽情享用真正的青春之泉。
Number six，
第六
，seek true health, wealth, and prosperity。
追求真实的健康、财富和丰盛。
Number seven,
第七
，mastering the art of peacemaking by reconciling others to God，
劝人与神和好，这是缔造和平者的最高造诣。
And number eight,
第八
，is the use of the power of example by modeling Christ，
运用效法基督以身作则的力量。
Today, I want to speak to you about the ninth secret of positive living.
今天我要跟你谈谈第九个积极生活的秘诀。
Perhaps each one of you would agree with me that there is no greater pain than the pain of broken relationships.
我认为人际关系的破裂是最大的痛苦，可能你们都会同意我的看法。
When we suffer physical pain, we can take a pill.Or injection to help us ease the pain.
当我们的身体有疼痛时，我们可以吃止痛丸或打止痛针来减轻痛苦。
But there is no pill or injection that can erase the pain of broken trust.
但若是因为失去了信任而造成的痛苦，是没有任何针药可以减轻的。
Whether this pain comes from children rebelling against their parents.
无论这是因着孩子对父母的反叛所造成的痛苦
，or from shattered marriages，
或婚姻的破碎
，or however this pain comes，
不论痛苦的成因是什么
，the question is how to deal with these painful experiences。
问题是如何面对并处理这些痛苦呢
？Either you can recognize the pain as a result of sin and wrongdoing。Identify the sin and seek repentance and reconciliation.
你可以找出导致痛苦的原因，是犯罪，做错了事，于是认罪悔改，寻求和好。
Or you can just allow the pain to keep corroding your soul for a long time.
或者你不去面对，任由痛苦继续不断地腐蚀你的心灵。
Both ways of dealing with pain are painful.
这两种处理方式都是痛苦的。
But the second way prolongs the pain for your whole life.
但第二种方式只会延长你的痛苦，使你一生受煎熬。
The first way is a temporary pain that provides deliverance.
第一种方式会使你短暂受苦，却带来释放。
But if you ignore the pain, it will turn into chronic condition.
但如果你逃避不处理，你的痛苦将会转变为心灵的痼疾。
Most often what shatters relationships are small misunderstandings or thoughtless actions.
通常关系的破裂都是起因于一些小误会或无心之事。
But unresolved conflict has devastating results and leads to intolerable sadness.
但如果不解决那些矛盾，将会形成很严重的后果，并导致难以忍受的哀伤。
The only way we can restore joy, peace, and God's blessing is to resolve the broken relationship the biblical way.
要恢复神所赐的夫妻平安和喜乐，唯一的方法就是按照圣经的原则重修破裂的关系。
If you are avoiding healing a conflict in a godly way,
如果你不肯用神的方法来化解冲突,
your conflict will only deepen.
裂痕会更深。
It will open a wide door for Satan to build a stronghold in your life.
而且你将对魔鬼门户洞开,让他来霸占你的生命。
But today I will tell you how to break that kind of stronghold in your life.
今天我要告诉你如何粉碎魔鬼在你生命里的霸权。
In this series of messages, we have been discovering the Apostle Paul's 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
在这一系列的信息里，我们一起来发掘《哥林多后书》中使徒保罗的15个积极生活的秘诀。
And today we will learn about secret number 9.
今天就要来学习第九个秘诀
，which is making sorrow the back door to happiness，
也就是如何转忧为喜。
If you have your Bible, please turn to the New Testament book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 7.
如果你有圣经，请翻开新约哥林多后书第七章。
In this scripture, we see that which broke the heart of the Apostle Paul.More than anything else.
在这段经文里，我们看见最令保罗伤心的事。
It was his friends believing the lies that were said about him.
那就是他的朋友竟然相信别人所散布有关他的谣言。
That devastated him.
使他伤透了心。
And when his friends believed these lies, they turned against him.
他的朋友不仅听信谣言，甚至反过来攻击他。
And even those who did not turn on him did not bother to defend him.
即使那些没有攻击他的朋友也不为他辩护。
My listening friend, you must understand that Paul was not just being sensitive.
亲爱的朋友，你要明白，保罗不是过度敏感的人。
Paul was not easily hurt.
他也不是感情脆弱的人。
Remember, all of these people in Corinth owed their salvation to the preaching of the Apostle Paul.
别忘了，哥林多的信徒都欠了保罗的恩情，因为他们是听了保罗的讲道才信主得救的。
They were his spiritual children.
他们是他属灵的儿女。
And yet they chose to believe a lie about him.
然而他们却情愿听信对保罗的诬陷。
The Apostle Paul was so deeply wounded, that he wrote them a very hard and confrontational letter.
保罗极为伤痛，因此写了一封很严厉的信跟他们对峙。
The writing of this confrontational letter itself was very painful for Paul.
其实对保罗来说，写这么一封质问的信是很痛苦的。
But on a spiritual level, Paul had to do it.
但从属灵的层面，保罗必须这么做。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4, Paul said,
哥林多后书二章四节那里，保罗说，
For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears.
我先前心里难过痛苦，多多的流泪，写信给你们。
And Paul sent this letter with a trusted co-worker by the name of Titus.
保罗把这封信交给他所信任的同工提多带去给他们。
Then Paul went to Macedonia and anxiously awaited the response to that letter.
然后保罗去了马其顿，在那里焦急地等待回音。
My listening friend, have you ever been there?
亲爱的朋友，你有过类似的处境吗？
Have you ever dealt in a godly way with someone and waited anxiously for the result?
你曾经以神教导的方式来处理人际关系，并焦急地等待后果吗？
Paul knew that the Corinthians could have responded in one of the two ways that I talked about earlier.
保罗知道哥林多人只有两种可能的回应，也就是刚才我所说的两种方式。
They could have become hardened in their response and live with the chronic pain of non-repentance.
他们可以硬着心一意孤行，不肯悔过，于是活在长期的痛苦中。
Or they could come under conviction and apologize to the great apostle.
或者承认错误，并向这位伟大的使徒道歉。
While waiting for their response, Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5,
保罗等待回音的时候，在哥林多后书七章五节那里，他说
This body of ours had no rest, but we were harassed on every turn.
身体也不得安宁，周围遭患难。
Conflicts on the outside, fear within.
外有征战，内有惧怕。
What made Paul depressed and afraid?
是什么令保罗如此沮丧害怕呢？
It was this.
那就是
that they would choose not to heal the broken relationship.
他们可能拒绝修复这破裂的关系。
My beloved friend, listen to me.
我所爱的朋友，请听我说。
Choosing not to heal a broken relationship can only prolong the pain.
拒绝修复破裂的关系只会延长痛苦。
Someone listening today may say,
可能在听众中有人会说
You just don't understand my problems.
你不理解我所面对的问题。
Actually, there's nothing that you are facing today that has not been faced by countless people throughout history and around the world.
事实上，你今天所面对的困难不会超出有史以来全世界无数人所面对过的困难。
So, my listening friend, do not think that you are the only one with problems.
亲爱的朋友，不要以为你是世界上唯一有困难的人。
Don't try to run away from broken relationships.
不要逃避这破裂的关系。
Chances are you will repeat the same pattern in other relationships.
因为很可能你在其他的人际关系上会重蹈覆辙。
Deal with the relationship that you're in.
好好处理你现在所面对的关系。
Resolve the conflict that you're in.
解决其中的矛盾。
Let your pain and sorrow be your back door to joy and happiness.
让你目前的忧伤和痛苦成为你重返欢喜快乐的门路。
Because that is the secret for positive living.
这就是积极生活的秘诀。
If you think that just moving on will make you happy and joyful, it is not. It is a temporary band-aid.
假如你以为若无其事的生活下去可以使你快乐，你错了，那只是临时的绷带而已。
If the other party refuses to deal with the issue, you cannot force them.
如果对方不肯解决，你不能勉强他。
But clear things up between you and God.
那么你要澄清你跟神之间的问题。
You may be asking, how do I do this?
你问怎么澄清呢？
By confession, forgiveness and reconciliation.
通过认错、饶恕并和好。
And that's exactly what the Corinthians chose to do.
这正是那些哥林多人的抉择。
Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 8 to 10,
格林多后书七章八到十节那里，保罗说
Let me give it to you in my own words.
让我用白话说给你听。
Though I caused you sorrow with the letter I wrote you,
虽然我写的信使你们难过
I don't regret the writing of the letter.
但我不后悔写那封信给你们。
I now rejoice, not because I hurt you, but because in hurting you through my letter, you chose to repent instead of hardening of your hearts.
现在我很高兴，不是因为你们受了伤，而是因为通过我的信，使你们心中伤痛，导致你们决定不再硬着心，却愿意悔改。
Do you know, my listening friend, what that's like?
我亲爱的朋友，你知道这是怎么回事吗？
It is like a sensitive surgeon who looks at his patients and says, I hated to make this long incision. I hated to cause you pain. But I am glad I did because had I not done so, you could have died.
就像一个好心的外科医生对他的病人说，我实在不喜欢在你身上开刀，造成你的痛苦，但我很高兴这么做了，因为如果我没有动刀，你就会死。
And so, my listening friends, often the only healing you will receive will be after the pain of confronting sin.
亲爱的朋友，虽然很痛苦，但通常只有对付了你的罪之后，你的心灵才能得到医治。
Often the joy that you are missing in your life will be restored after you go through the sorrow of confessing and repenting.
我们人生中缺乏的喜乐，往往只有通过认罪悔改的伤痛之后才能重拾。
If the Corinthians had chosen to stay in a broken relationship with the Apostle Paul,
如果那些哥林多的信徒坚持不肯跟保罗修复关系，
They would have forfeited many blessings that God wanted them to have.
他们就是放弃了神赐福给他们的机会。
Paul was concerned not only for his own peace and joy, but also for the possibility that they would miss out on God's blessings.
保罗不是仅仅关注自己的平安和喜乐，他更关心他们会失去神所赐的福。
Look at the second half of verse 9.
请看第九节的下半段。
So that you may not suffer loss in anything through us.
凡事就不至于因我们受亏损了。
True and genuine sorrow that leads to repentance produces the blessings of God.
真诚的忧伤痛悔必定产生神所赐的福气。
My listening friend, let me ask you this as I close.
亲爱的朋友，在节目结束之前，让我问你。
Did you know that there are two kinds of sorrows?
你知道有两种忧伤吗？
Paul talks about these two types of sorrows here.
保罗在这里谈到两种忧愁。
Worldly sorrow is mere regret or remorse, and only temporarily relieve stress.
世俗的忧愁是一种懊恼和后悔，只能暂时减缓压力。
Worldly sorrow has no healing power.
世俗的忧愁没有医疗的能力。
But godly sorrow leads to true repentance and will produce joy unspeakable.
然而依着神的意思的忧愁则带来真诚的悔悟，并可以产生无法言喻的喜乐。
In the New Testament, we learn that because of the cross of Calvary, a fractured relationship can be restored.
从新约圣经里我们明白了，因着哥哥他的十字架，破裂的关系得以复合。
But only if there is what Paul calls godly sorrow and not worldly sorrow would take place.
但只有在保罗所说的依着神的意思的忧愁，不是世俗的忧愁之后才会实现。
Listen again to 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10.
请听哥林多后书七章第十节。
Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow, on the other hand, mere emotional regret brings death.
因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
There may be someone listening today that has a fractured relationship with God.
在我们听友当中，可能有人与神的关系是破裂的。
As long as you refuse to see yourself as a person who needs to turn away from sin and receive God's forgiveness, you are prolonging your pain.
如果你不肯承认自己需要脱离罪恶，接受神的赦免，你将置身于长远的痛苦中。
Today you can say, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
今天你可以说，主耶稣，饶恕我。
Come into my life.
请进入我的生命。
And God said, when you do that, he will respond to you.
当你这么做时，神说，他必定答应你。
Or maybe you already know the Lord Jesus and have received his forgiveness, but you have fractured relationships.
又或者你已经认识耶稣基督，并接受了他的赦免，但你却处在一个有裂痕的关系中。
You need to say, Lord Jesus Christ, examine my life.
你需要说，主耶稣基督，求你检查我的生命。
Show me my error and help me repent and reconcile my broken relationships.
指出我的错误，帮助我悔改，并重修我破裂的关系。
Then rejoice in the joy of positive living.
然后你可以因着积极生活的喜乐而欢呼。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次节目再会。
保守我的心，我的意念，使我能够遵行你旨意。我愿将你话语深藏在我心，做路上的光，成为我脚前的灯。而主，求你坚固我的信心，我的力量，使我得以勇敢向前行。因我知道有时我仍会软弱，求你带领我，使我不会再退缩。我需要有你在我生命中，能学你的样式，使我能成为你所喜悦的女，使我的生命能够彰显你荣耀。我需要有你在我生命中，好让我一生能学你的样式，使我能成为你所喜悦的儿女，使我的生命能够彰显你荣耀，使我的生命能够彰显。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。在社会、工作、家庭，到处都有关系的破裂。约翰福音十章十节，盗贼来，无非是要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得得更丰盛。我们要学习如何面对、处理这些痛苦，不要让内心的痛苦腐蚀我们的心灵，而是要按照圣经的原则重修破裂的关系，化解冲突， 粉碎魔鬼在我们生命里的霸权，恢复神所赐的福气，转忧为喜，每一天都能平安喜乐。感谢赞美神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
耶和华，你听见他我认识我，我坐向晚起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的一念，我行路我踏我，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。耶和华啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？神啊，求你检查我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么，有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路，引导我走永生的道路，引导我走永生的道路。你也深知我一切所行的，耶和华啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里逃躲避你的面？神啊，求你检查我，知道我的心思，试炼我。